Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
24 degrees, that's what the weather is likely to hit. In parts of the country this afternoon, the weather has been incredible. But that's not the only reason to be happy this Wednesday or this week. Cathal O'Sullivan is here with us to tell us about all the good things happening worldwide. How are we doing?
I'm great, how are you, Andrea?
Yeah, you have the short-sleeve shirt on. You know, you were just the picture of the country man in the sun.
Yeah, well, any reason I'll get the legs out, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Now, you are here to tell me about the best beach in Ireland.
And if I could up build a wall around El Donegal, the north and south to keep them out, I gotta build it tall. Casinos, chicken ranches, I'd legalize them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
Yes. I always knew it, but now it's official.
It's official, Andrea. If you aren't aware, Rosnella Beach in Donegal, your local beach.
It's my home beach. Yeah. It's literally now about a 9-minute drive from my house.
No way.
Less even.
Well,
eight.
I can't say I've been there, but it's been named in the top 100 beaches in the world.
In the world.
Like, that's so
only, only two in Ireland.
Only two in Ireland, alongside Keen Bay or Ken Bay, whichever you prefer.
In Kerry.
In Achill.
Oh, Achill, apologies.
Yeah, so
sorry.
You would have seen that in the, like, Banshees of
Inisherin.
But in there is your own Rosnella. What makes it so good?
Right, it's about, I would say, over maybe 3 kilometres in length.
Yeah.
Okay, so you drive down off the coastal hill right down onto the beach. It is so picturesque. If the drive down to the beach is just absolutely fabulous. There's car parking spaces around it. It is beautiful, yellow, golden, soft sand.
Yeah.
The beach is about 3 kilometres or so, I'd say, in length. But even better again, when you just turn the corner, It actually connects on to Merva Beach. A lot of people know of Merva for Merva Golf. It connects on and it extends out even longer. You can walk that when the tide is out. But its greatest feature, right?
Okay, go on.
It's aside from the view of the mountains when you're swimming and you're on the beach. And this is going to drive Kieran Cudahy nuts now this, right? But its best feature is the fact that you can drive down onto the beach in parts.
Yeah.
Or certainly you could, during my childhood, you could always drive along Rosnella Beach because it's so big, it's so wide, it's so vast. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I don't see any reason not to drive down. But I've also heard Tullamstrand
is a fabulous beach. It's really good for surfing, which typically indicates that you've sort of, you know, with the tides and you've got a lot of high waves. So it's sort of a rocky area. It's in Bundoran. It wouldn't be my favourite beach. If you just like to go down and chill out on the beach and swim, Rosnella is the spot to go.
It's the spot to go. Well, I'll have to try and get there this summer, Andrea.
So it and
Ken Bay are the Irish picks for the top 100. No UK beach. Which doesn't surprise me because they're all stony. But Cala Gollarithe in Italy takes the number one spot. So it's nice to have a few Irish
mentions. Nice to have two Irish among the top 100 in the world. Now.
Andrea, holidays.
Yeah.
You and me are both a bit of a fan of holidays.
Love them.
But getting away with your girls.
Adore it.
It is just one of the best
things
ever.
I love a girl's trip. And actually, I have to say, a good few of my friends are great for this. They love getting away for a weekend.
Yeah, me and my friends generally try and get around like maybe once a year, if not twice, we're throwing in a little city break. And usually we have a group chat. It's called the Girls and the Gays. And that's what we call a girls' holiday. But since 2021, female-only travel companies have skyrocketed by 230%. Including wellness retreats, women's only resorts, and friendship fueled adventures.
Now, I have to be honest, none of the ones you've mentioned
entice
or interest me at all, right?
A bit of sun.
Yeah, a bit of sun, chill out, nice glass of wine, just, you know, milling around, looking around,
and
city breaks on the beach, love it.
That's it, it's the adventure, it's kind of just the walking around.
Yeah, I'm not going for wellness now and yoga like reading books.
But it says both, so it includes both the kind of the wandering and also the wellness retreats. But according to science, time with your girls boosts your mental health, reduces stress and strengthens your bonds with them socially.
So if my friends are listening, this is why we have to get away.
Yeah, you have to be happy.
Scientists are telling us it's good. You have every reason and rationale to get away for a weekend.
Absolutely. But also younger men are less likely to go on holidays now abroad.
I think that's interesting.
So that's new.
The boys don't bother.
No, that's
why
new research out today. And generally, like, I've never been on a... Like, I have a twin brother and I have a great group of lads friends at home and we've never been away together. But me and the girls are always away.
Yeah.
So any chance we get.
The boys don't bother going away in groups.
No, they say they'd rather go to a gig or a walking trip or just go for a nice meal with the lads.
There you are. Right.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me.
Andrea, the sound of Ed Sheeran there.
Yeah.
And he has unveiled a new Instagram account. So if you know him from Instagram, he's Teddy's Photos, at Teddy's Photos. But he released a new Instagram account yesterday called Teddy's Old Phone. So Ed Sheeran has this phone that he hasn't opened since 2015. He locked it away, he wrote lyrics on it, he took pictures on it, and then just turned it off. Texts the whole lot.
Yeah.
And now he's releasing all the images from the old phone onto this Instagram account. So it has pictures with Elton John, with Taylor Swift, One Direction, Harry Styles at the London 2012 Olympic Games. But people are now taking this trend online and going back to the oldest
Brilliant.
Photo in their phone, which I think is just incredible. Like, I don't know how phone, like my phone goes back to like 2016 or something like that with the cloud. But I actually went and found the oldest photo on my phone.
The oldest photograph. There you are.
And I look like a baby.
You are a little pup. Yeah. very young.
Going to a disco, would you believe?
a disco
at the age of 14.
Right. Well, yeah. I have that many photographs in my phone that I'm still frantically scrolling here to get back.
But it's just, I think it's such a great concept. People are looking and kind of digging out the old memories and reposting them online. It brings back kind of that nostalgia, doesn't it? And kind of puts a smile on your face to think back to, Jesus, 10 years ago, where was I when I was doing this? And Ed Sheeran is kind of like putting his like hold back behind this. It's part of his new like his new song called Old Phone. So he's writing it about the phone. But like the amount of people posting pictures online, you're seeing celebs, kind of local DJs from Ireland, stuff like that, posting their pictures. But would you be one to keep pictures?
Yeah, I do. Like I don't tend to go back. I'm just actually after trying to go. I moved phone or got a new phone last week. So I don't know how much stuff has changed over or downloaded. But I can tell you that one of the first photographs that I have on my phone is actually, it's from the 8th of December 2019. It must have been a News Talk Christmas party. Because there's Ciara Kelly, her own Ciara Kelly, and Claire Darmody from
lovely.
The Pat Kelly show, and a photograph from one of the very first ones I have on the phone. So clearly, mine are only going back to 2019.
Yeah, but
I'm not
great
at keeping them beyond that, unless I share it in social media on Instagram or Facebook.
You might
it's
have
probably
to dig
gone.
Them out later and kind of join in the trend.
Try and find them. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to take to this trend. I have to say, this is something I was really delighted. This has made me happy this week.
Remember that theme song, Andrea?
Wisteria Lane.
Of a Thursday night, am I right in saying?
Was it not a Monday?
Maybe it changed. Maybe it was Thursday when I was growing
Tuesday.
Up. Tuesday, okay.
I've been told it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, we've been told it's Tuesday. So Tuesday.
Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, and it's being rebooted, Andrea, for all the fans and listeners out there. It's going to be rebooted by Honest Collective with Kerry Washington, who of Scandal fame. She's an actress.
It's not. So it's not the same cast.
Not yet, anyway. At the moment, nobody's signed up for it, but they're going to kind of use the same location, the same cul-de-sac. They're calling it Wisteria Lane.
No.
I was trying to make you happy.
No. Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria has said she would be first to sign on the dotted line if she's asked.
Yeah, Gabby Solis and Brie Van de Kamp. And
all the girls. Terry Hatcher, get them all back, I say, anyway. Like, even if it's not so much about them, but have them there.
I know, where are they now?
Yeah, where are they now, I suppose? But are they all living on the street, do you think?
I know, but then you see, sometimes what happens when we make the reboot, the whole thing then just goes, it becomes a disaster.
But I do think, should we see new characters, they should play a part in it if, say, the likes of Brie maybe is still living on the street. I do think it will be good. I hope they kind of keep it to the narrative of the dark and the
So is
steamy.
It a full-on sequel?
Yeah, it's a
series.
Full-on reboot.
Reboot,
it's
right.
It's going to be set in the same period, the same cul-de-sac, everything like that. So that's why I think there's still hope that we could see the famous original cast come into it.
I rewatched, I told you this before, Desperate Housewives, just towards the end of last year. I think it was on Disney or Prime or one of those. Rewatched the whole thing. It's better watching it the second time.
Oh,
around.
It's just
such easy entertainment.
I remember, like we say now, it was on a Tuesday, and I remember probably having been told to go to bed because you weren't allowed to watch it. But me
it was
in my
half
young
nine, wasn't
yeah,
it?
I was sneaking in the back kitchen door to watch it, but it was a great show.
Absolutely fantastic. A lot of fans going to be happy about this in Limerick.
That is such a tune,
I love
it?
This song. All this right. is something now I'd be at.
I know, yeah, you could catch me there now. Two culty heads on us. Head up to us now, laughter.
Where is this gig on?
At the Gaelic Grounds. Blue are headlining. They were announced yesterday, the big day out in Limerick this August. Now, I do think it clashes with Robbie Williams in Croke Park on Saturday the 23rd.
Right.
I'm just thinking that. But Simon Webb, Duncan James, Anthony Costa and Lee Ryan are all coming to Ireland in August. They're going to see the likes of Peter Andre, Heather Small, Wigfield, all come out on this big day out in Limerick.
Peter Andre as well.
Yeah, I know. What a lineup.
Mysterious
like,
girl.
I know. Yeah, Jesus. I'll be there with bells and whistles on, Andrea.
This
but tickets are on sale this Friday, May 2nd at 9 a.m. So that's like a great gig that's happening.
So this is the Electric Picnic of Limerick, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
The big day out festival.
Yeah, so it'll be, I think it's over 2 days. Or no, 1 day. Just Saturday, 23rd of August. But it's kind of, I think when they go on like this, it's nice to be in there for the whole day. Like, it's like a mini festival. Mm. But not only Blue fans are going to be excited by, but also this. I think we're always talking about this.
They're not coming to Limerick, are they?
Not the big day out. No, imagine the Spice Girls in Limerick.
How did that go under the radar?
I know, yeah. Jerry Horner has said that she is meeting with Simon Fuller very soon. So Simon Fuller of kind of Spice Girls fame, he was their kind of manager back in the day. They're going to be meeting this week and there's talks of them coming back. Now, I know we've spoken about this on Reasons to Be Happy before, about the 30th anniversary of Wannabe, the song that shot them to fame in 1996. Will all five be there? I don't think so.
Unlikely. So I went to see Spice Girls in, they were here in Dublin, they were at Croke Park. Was it 2019? I went to Bristol as well that same year to see, I saw them twice. And Victoria Beckham didn't participate in that reunion gig. And I think she has since said she's about 90% out of the running for any future gigs.
Yeah, so it's 90%. So I hang on hope in that she might come back. But yeah, Jerry will be in Miami later this week for the Formula One. And there is rumours that Simon Fuller will be there with her. And there could be a little announcement made.
Oh,
so we're
that.
Hanging on hope that this week we could see a little surprise.
It would be absolutely amazing if the Spice Girls came back to Dublin. Cahal O'Sullivan, thanks a million for bringing a little smile, a little bit of cheer to our face this Wednesday afternoon. Of course, Cahal will be back with us this time next week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.